four lines before the end of the narrow lines. I'm going to do Rabbah, Lane, Sankhair, Russia, Babab, Khamisha, Elephish, Penay, Malachim. 45,000 princesses, and Yashin, Bekrain, Shozav, sitting in golden wagons, Vimam, Shekloinus, Vizainus. With them were princes. He had the men princes, and now he had the women princesses, Vizainus. Vishmainim, Elab, Gibayrim, Levushe, Syria, and Khalifa. And he had 80,000 strong people that were dressed with layered armor, I believe it is. Ubashishim Elef Achuzi, what does he say?
Coats of mail.
Okay. Ubashishim Elef Achuzi Cherev, and with 60,000 people holding swords, Rasim Lefanov, that ran in front of him, Vashar Prushim, and the rest of his troops were riding horses. The Chaim Bolo Avram, that's the same amount of troops that came to attack Avram Avinu after he killed the four kings. The Mashal says the Gemara had a Masaira that he was attacked by many who came to defense of the four kings. Even though the Pasuk doesn't tell us anything about it, Pasuk just says he killed the four kings. It seems afterwards there was a huge attack against Avram Avinu by many, many, many Goyim who came to the defense of the four kings. The Chayin I see them loving him Goy Gemugug, and that's the way it's going to look with Goy Gemugug. Rashi, Shigloin is Malchus of Avram, Kishanuchim, Adal Malachim, when he fought against the four kings. The Masnita Tana and the Braisha, they learned, Eirach Machneu, Arba Meir Parsi. The length of his camp was 400 parses. Rochav Tsar Visusav Aboim Parsi. The width of his horses was 40 parses. That's a huge amount. Tzach Machneu, the total number of people in his machna was Messiah Vashishim Riboy Alafim. 260,000. Can anybody give me a number for that?
2,600,000.
Oh. Right. So I don't know if the Gemara means
minus one.
Chaser Chad. Now the question is Chaser Chad what? Vayabai, Chaser Chad Riboy? Mean 10,000, Chaser Chad Alpha, missing 1,000, Chaser Meir, missing 100, or Chaser Chad. Take it, we don't know what it means. Rashi?
This is the same as for the Avram also, or not?
It doesn't say that by Avram. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if it means literally 2 billion people, or just a guzma of some sort to insinuate, to tell us some yisayid and other things. I don't know.
This includes
everybody. Yeah. Rashi, Al Avram, Kshinokim Badal Malachim, when he fought against the four kings.
Does anybody ask
why it's
not the
Pharisee
Sukkim by Avram?
I don't know. I didn't see anybody ask. I don't know. The original ones came through the Yarden and it reached their underarms. Shenema v'chalav Yehuda Shetef. They went through Yehuda Shetef in a storm of water. What does he translate Shetef?
Overflowing.
V'avar, and it went through. Emtsoyim, the middle set of troops, the Kaima, were able to walk across the Yarden, meaning they didn't have to swim. The first ones had to swim. The second ones didn't have to swim. Shnama Atzav Yagil reached their neck. My first mistake. First group had to swim across. The second group just walked across. Akwainim Helu Upper Braglayim. By the end, there was barely any water. There wasn't anything to drink. And again, the Mepharshim are bothered. Is it possible that the Yarden should run out of water? Does it literally mean that, or is it trying to just get across the amount of troops that came? The Chayim deal with it. Shenema Anikarti, which is Sisi Mayim, Sancherem said, I dug and drank water, meaning as if he had to provide water from a different source. Rashi, Rishayna Kat Rishayna Mechayosh Sancherem, the army of Sancherem, Abru B'Shechi, Shotu Hasisim B'Yarden, the horses swam across the Yarden, the Nismatu Hamayim Achavru, and as the troops went across, they took water with them, and they diminished the amount of water. And so on, became a skufa, they walked across, and reached to their neck, shechi kemashachu swimming. Halu upper braglaim, shalashem mayim kalikir, there wasn't any water at all. Karti lo shemakar. Dr. Gemara, v'chsiv vayete, Dr. Gemara, if you're making it sound like there were that many troops, v'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Vayetze Malach Hashem Vayakib Machan Asher Meir Shmoy Nivach Hamishim Elof. the Malach Hashem went out, and he hit Machne Asher 185,000. Vayashkimu Baboiker, Vine Kulam Begarim Mason. And they got up in the morning, and everybody was dead. So we see clearly that, that there was only 185,000 troops, not the millions and millions and millions that we said before. Amar Bavo, Halolu Rashi Geis is saying, the 185 were officers. And besides of that, there were all those troops that we mentioned before. And they all died. Rashi, Vayetzim Malach Hashem v'yachdu v'machna Asher, Amar Rebbe, v'loi gesinan v'hoxtiv Vayetzim Malach Hashem. V'loi chaf, what does he say? 1 second. V'lishnachrina, it's supposed to be. The first lashon is that it's not a question, it's a statement. Vayetzim Malach Hashem, and that's the officers. The second question is that we ask it as a question. V'hoxtiv Vayetzim Malach Hashem, alma komachna Asher ena l'kuf pehei elav. It's only 185,000. Before we said it's in the hundreds of millions of troops. They were the officers. The officers of the army. If you count the numbers we had mentioned before, 45,000 princes, 80,000 strong people, that's 125,000, 60,000 people drawn swords, Harry Kuf Peyelov, that equals 185,000. Avla Cherim Shemesu Amisbar. The rest that died is without count, meaning huge amounts. Kedama Vashar Prashim Amisbar. So when we talk about the 185,000, those are the officers. And the ground troops, everybody else is not mentioned, it was a huge amount, and they all died out on one night. Amaravashi, Daikinami Dachsiv, Bimishmanov Razain. Says Hashem will the Mishman of Razin. Hashem will send in his what? What did he say? His fat ones a make them skinny. I don't know what word he uses there. Meanness. Yeah, make them lean. So meaning these Mishman of the Izbu, the officers. Meaning that the pasuk talks about the numbers of officers that died in Sancheriv's army.
So Sancheriv thought that he was going to need billions of people to destroy.
Well, he came. He thought it was going to be a fight, but he also thought that he's going to have enough troops to make this into a party. He brought enough troops to make this into a party. No matter how strong Yerushalayim is, it was going to be a joke by the time he overwhelmed Yerushalayim.
So he just brought everyone wants to come. When he was fought, every place he go, he didn't take his whole. It just seems like a ridiculous thing.
This is all engineered by the Rabbanish Shlalom for his downfall. I mean, it's going to happen like a Magoi, right? You'll have hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of troops and missiles and everything else, and the Rabbanish Shlalom will just take care of that.
He's got 2 billion troops.
They died. No, the officers died besides all the rest of the army. But he's saying only the officers died? So he says those were the officers that died besides the troops that died.
No, he says that's the very thing against the institutions numbered far less than 2 billion. It's
right, that's the kasha. The answer is
tens of them.
Rashi says they all died. No. Rashi says they all died. The number 185,000 refers to officers. I'm Ravina. I don't know where they're buried. The horses ate them up. I'm Ravina. Hashem sent a Malach. Vayichad kol gibor chayil. He took care of every strong one, the Nogid, the Sar, and every officer, the Machne Melech Asher. Then it says he went back home. He went back to Zavayda Zara, who made Tzia Mayav, and from his descendants, his children, Shami Pilu Bechara, they killed him. Shmamina. So we see that there was a special number of officers that died. We're not even interested in the ground troops. We're interested in the leaders. The leaders, the pasuk stresses the fact that all the leaders got wiped out, besides the ground troops, all the leaders got wiped out. Okay. Check the Gemara. Yes, we will see later on that they killed him. Yes, the Pasuk says that they killed him, but the Gemara will describe why they killed him later on.
Surprised they didn't come to the party.
Well, they did. Maybe, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. The Gemara is going to say there were some survivors from the Sancheriv issue. How many is the Gemara going to talk about down the Amid? Try to think about the Mehikim. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill them? Rabbi Eliezer, I remember Yahikim. Rabbi Eliezer says he hit them with his hand. Shenemer Vayar Yisrael Sayyad Hagdayla. Hayyad, the hand that's going to be used elsewhere. So the Pasuk is alluding to the fact that this same hand that punished Zacharias Yamsov will be used elsewhere. So we're saying that's Hayyad Shasidu Liparam is Sancherev. Could have said Vayar Yisrael Yad Hagdayla. What's Hayyad Hagdayla? To say that this hand is going to be used elsewhere. So when we look for a major destruction of an enemy force, we say, oh, that must be the reference of Yad Hagdailah. Rabbi Shua, I remember Be'etzbe he came. Rabbi Shua says he hit them with his finger. Shenemar v'yayimra chatumim aparai etzba l'kim hi. This is Hashem's finger. He etzba, what's the he? He etzba shasidu lipar misancherev. Again, the finger will be used elsewhere. Now, I saw Achraim deal with what's the difference if we call it a hand or call it a finger. What difference does it make? In the practical thing. Again, I didn't understand, you know, major differences. Obviously, one, it seems to be saying that the nace of Sancherev is a continuation of a Kriyas Yamsuf, and the other one seems to say that the nace of Sancherev is a continuation of the Makas and Mitzrayim. It seems that we're connecting the story of Sancherev to the story of Mitzrayim. And the truth is, it happened on the 15th day of Nisan. So there is a connection here. It's on the same night of Yetzias Mitzrayim that Sancherev is destroyed. Now, and there seems to be a connection, whether is this a quote-unquote part of Kriyas Yamsuf, Hayad Hagdailo, or is this part of Makas Mitzrayim, which is called Etzva L'Kimhi. Right? So what the exact difference is whether you count it as a continuation of Makas Mitzrayim of Kriyas Yamsuf, I don't know, but that seems to be the argument. Whether Sancherev's nace is built into Kriyas Yamsuf or built into Makas Mitzrayim seems to be the disagreement whether you call it a Yad or call it an Etzba. That's what the Achrayim say. Again, I don't know the difference. Right? We do speak about in Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say Etzba was 10 Makas, so Yad is 50 Makas. Etzba was 40 Makas, so Yad is 200 Makas. Etzba was 50 Makas. So Yad is 250 Makas, we talk about it. So we do contrast Etzba and Yad in the Haggadah, that the decrees by the Makas, by the Yamsuf were far greater, but it seems that we're trying to make some kind of linkage here between the story of Sancherev and the story of Mitzrayim, right, by referring that Hashem used his hand or his finger, different parts of the body, that he used in Mitzrayim, he now uses by Sancherev, and we're linking it to one of the two, and I don't know the difference. Yes?
It seems like there's a much stronger comparison to the Yamsuf, because by the Yam, the enemy forces were wiped out, except for Paro. Here,
again, I understand what you're saying, but the Pasuk, there seems to be an argument here. Well, everyone says the Etzba, and Etzba is what happened in Mitzrayim. Yes, Doctor?
The way I've always looked at it, for whatever that's worth, based on Rav Mordechai Miller and other and others, is obviously both terms are anthropomorphisms.
Who?
The Rabbanu Shlomo does not have a hand.
Right, obviously, right.
We're simply assigning body parts.
Right, but obviously the difference in the assignment of body parts.
I'm getting there. And Yad is the metaphor for the Rabbanu Shlomo's ability to act in a physical fashion on the earth, because this is how you act, and this is what you do with your hand. And as such, it's a manifestation of that particular mita.
And Etzba?
And Etzba is a mita in that. That means it's only partially used. If you move something with your...
Again, I understand that 100%, and I see that in Haggadah, but I still don't...
Right,
I still don't know exactly what difference it make here.
Is this a full gilly of the...
Could be. Could be.
Or simply a partial.
Could be.
And that...
Rashi, I don't know. I'm pointing out, I don't know the difference. Yes.
I understand that, but in
Chumash Gufa, we could ask that question,
right? Right. You could ask in the Chumash, what's the difference between the Azban and the Yad? No, but partially you learn, like you say, Nagada, the amount of Makkas. Hayad HaGdail is five times the amount of Makkas they have in Mitzrayim, they got Bari Yamsuf. We say that Nagada. The Mitzrayim local this many Makkas, Hayam local this many Makkas. Right? Because it says Ezra, it says Yad.
Find that posuk. Basam, Achil.
Right, but then it says, Emra Miyatza, the Mitzrayim Laku, Chamisha Makas, Yom Lok, because here it says, Kama Laku Be'edzva, this many Makas, Emra Miyatza, Yad is five times as much. So in Chumash you learn that Yad is a reference to the amount of Makas. Now here, we know what happened. They got wiped out. There seems to be an argument, was an Ezva used for that, or a Yad used for that? So all I'm saying is, I don't know the difference, except it's linking it to different parts of Mitzrayim. That's all I'm pointing out. It's not my thing. That's what the Mepharshim say. Except they go to town and I didn't understand it. Rashi, Yad HaGdailo, the Mehikim HaMaluch. How did the Maluch kill them? Yad HaGdailo, Yad HaGdailo, Loi Nemer, El Hayad, the Mashma Hayad She'asida, the hand that will be huge in the future. That's the Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Yehazah ben Aisha, Rabbi Yehazah, Lili Yehmer. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Gavriyo. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Gavriyo, Magolcha Netusha, your sickle is sharpened. Meaning, is it sharpened? Meaning, is your sickle sharpened? It's ready to go from the creation of the world. Shenemar, as if to say, Yudalud, but I'm looking at the pasuk. Charavais nadadu, because of the swords they shook. Can somebody help me here? What? They fled. So it seems that Gavriel hit them with a sickle. Rashi, Magolcha Netusha, Shchuza, Magolcha L'Harag Yitzelu. Is your sickle ready to kill them? What the reference to sickle is, I don't know. Weiter. Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Oisei HaPerek, excuse me. Oisei HaPerek is my Bishul Perisaya. This season was the time of the ripening of the fruits. When you go ripen the fruits, take care of the sancheret. Shenemar midei avru yikach eschem. While he's going through, he will take you. He goes through every morning, day and night. There'll be a trembling. Can I help here?
By sheer terror.
By sheer terror. What's Havin Shmua?
The message is truly understood.
Now this seems to make it sound like this was like a derech agav along the way. This man the Amar is changing it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu like did this quote unquote along the way. When you go take care of the fruits, on the way, take care of this. And they ask what happened to the rule that a malach doesn't do two things. Right? So they say they both come from the fire. Ripening of fruits comes from heat and sun, and this also came through fire, so it's considered one mission. Use fire. Fire can be a constructive force and a destructive force. Why are you going to do the constructive force of ripening the fruits? Take care with the same kayach of the sancheret, and again, I'm sure there's Kabbalistic remazim here that I don't know what it are. Rashi, Gabriel Mamuna Abishua Paris, he's in charge of the ripening of the fruits. He's up to Elu Lechel Sancheret Lahargam, to the army of Sancheret to kill them.
I thought after he only could do one mission.
When
he comes back, shalom, he's gone.
No, it's not true. The three malachim that came to Avraham Avinu, Raphael, Michal, and Gabriel, are still around.
So every malach does his mission, goes back, and then he comes back.
I honestly don't know. I'm not really familiar with the world of malachim. I'm sure there's some that do one mission and they're gone, and there's some that do one mission and they keep on doing one missions at different times. Gabriel has been there since Bria Salem. Yeah, he's been there. He's been there for a while. It's also, you know, I don't know why, again, you'll have to go to Kabbalistic people for this. there's certain malachim that we don't mention names. We get to certain malachim, we try to hint their names. We don't mention malachim's names. But the three, Raphael, Michal, and Gabriel, we mention their names all the time. I never heard somebody not mention their name. But whereas other, like the Malach Matat and things like that, we will only say part of their name and we won't continue their whole name. I don't know why. I just, this is the way I heard from my Rebbeim, so I don't know why. We don't say the names out. We just think the name. We just say it. We think it. Just to think it, not to say it.
Just look at the name.
Also, you have to be very careful. We don't daven to Malachim. We went through this a million times. We don't daven to Malachim. Like, that's why I skip Machnisei Rachamim. A lot of people skip Machnisei Rachamim. Machnisei, it's a beautiful song. But it has nothing to do, because you're not allowed to daven to Malachim to ask to do something. Malachim, they're robots. You daven to the king. You don't daven to robots. But let's not go there. Even those who say Machnisei Rachamim, saying you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to employ the method that he uses, which is that Malachim bring in the tefillah. But you're not davening to Malachim. Malachim have no choice. We went to this countless times. We're not going to rehash this totally now.
Nobody in this room said that you daven Malachim. I would make that clear.
Okay, but
the Yad Hashem and
Hezbollah
refers to Malachim doing the work.
Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, he. Hamalach, either with the Yad Hashem, by Mitzrayim over there, it says Hashem did it himself. The Sarov. Here it seems to say that Hashem hit him with his finger through a malach, Rashi says. Don't ask me how that works, I don't know. Amar Rababa, Hainu the Amri Inchi, Agaf Urkech the Bala the Vava Kishtama. Along the way, say hello to your enemy. Meaning, show yourself to your enemy. Meaning, like, Gabriel is doing to do another mission, and while he's there, let him, like, finish the work off with his enemy, yes.
Actually, the idea that Reb Margaret's getting to is summed up very well by his brother when he wrote down the words of Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe Hashem going through Mitzrayim, striking not only the Mitzrayites but also the Rebbe Hazaras, is that it was not two things, it was simply one thing, and with the Rebbe says fire, it was simply Gilui Shechina, and the Gilui Shechina itself is
okay.
Glad.
Right. That's nice. Yes, I am the Chayt Manash of the Heb, and some say Hashem had the Malach bro into their nostrils, Umesu. Shenemar v'gam Noshav v'hem v'yavoshu. He blew at them and they dried out. Again, I'm not 100% sure what the differences are in this. Rashi, I got urkech kish telech ledarkech lepitumcha. When you go along your way, lebal dvavach ishtam lesoimcha hisroa vavchidai. Like, appear to your enemy and frighten him. Nashav navach. Vibri abayim amat kapayim sapik lem. He banged his hands, and by banging his hands, that's how he killed them. I will hit my arm, my palm on my palm, and I will rest my anger. Now here I did see something that at least I can wave at, not that I understand, that right is midas hachesed and left is midas hadin, and since over here the midas hachesed was going on Klal Yisrael, so kapi al kapi means Hashem put the right over the left and saved Klal Yisrael by killing out the umas ha'olam. That's how they translate hitting hand on hand, right over left, chesed over din. This I did see them talk about, which I at least can wave at. That's right. Rabbi Yitzchak Navchomer is Naim Gilulahem, Vishamu Shirim and Pichayas Umesu. This is the one that's widely quoted. That Hashem opened their ears, and they were able to hear the Malachim saying Shira. And the Malachim saying Shira caused them to die. It was too much Kedusha for them, for their bodies to tolerate, and they died from the overwhelming Kedusha of listening to Malachim saying Shira. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, from your height, the Gayim scattered. They became nothing. So that's the last Mandi Amar, and this is the one we widely quote. And Sancherib's army died when they heard Shira from the Malachim. The common Ishtayer Mehem. How many were left of Sancherib's army? Rav Amar Asara. Rav says 10 were left. Shenemar. It says in the Pasuk, Usor Eitz Yaroi Misper Yiyu. The rest of the trees in his forest will be a number. V'nar Yichtevei. A lad will be able to write the number. Now what's the first number that a kid can write? In Hebrew, is a Yud. All he has to do is make a mark with a pen, and it seemed like the Yud. any small mark looks like a yud. So the first number that a kid can write down is a yud, which is 10. So the pasuk is saying there'll be 10 trees left in this forest, which means 10 people will survive. That's what the first man Yamai says. He learns it out from Benar Yichtavim. So Krashi Asara, Shadnar Yochel Lohatav Tipa Shal Joy, a kid can drop of ink. Vahainu Yud, Shinisharu Asara, 10 were left. Shmuel Amar Tisha, Shmuel says 9 were left. Shanamar, Venishir by Eilalais, there will be left, what is Eilalais, fruits?
Bone clusters.
Bone clusters. Kenai Cave Zayas, like someone who bangs an olive tree, that it's left, Shnayim Shloisha Gargarim Barosh Amir, 2 or 3,
I switch. Eilalais is lone grapes. Lone clusters.
Lone clusters, 2 or 3 lone clusters at the top of the tree. Arba v'chamishim b'tzifei, and 4 or 5 at the bottom. So we see 4 or 5, 4 and 5 equals 9. That's how he knows 9, because the pasuk says it'll be 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. So we take the bigger number, just 4 or 5, and we say it means 9. Shulman Levi, I'm Abba Asar. Shulman Levi says add all 4 numbers. 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 equals 14. Shnayim Shnayim Shloisha Abba B'Chamisha. So we have so far 10, 9, or 14. Rabbi Yechon number Chamisha. Rabbi Yechon says 5. Shancherav Shnei Vanov. Unebuchadnezzar Unebuzaradin. 5 people were left. Sancherev is 2 kids, Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan. Nebuzaradan is Gemara, Nebuzaradan is a Messiah, and Nebuchadnezzar, we'll see in a minute how he knew. Now, before we move on, I just want to point out this is a very difficult thing that I did not see anyone discuss directly. There was more than 100 years between Sancherev and Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara constantly talks about, we'll have it a number of times here, that Nebuchadnezzar is a survivor of Sancherev's army. Then he becomes king of Babel, then he destroys the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, we are giving Nebuchadnezzar a very long lifespan. Because here he is, and the member of Sancherev's army, so let's say he's a minimum of 20, and I made that up, I have no raya, but he's not 2. And he is one of the survivors, along with Nebuzaradan, and those 2 are the ones that destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if we're to take this literally, we are giving the Nebuchadnezzar and the Mizaradin a very long lifespan. I did not see anyone discuss this directly. The other way of understanding it is that the Zaradin and the Nebuchadnezzar are left, not in body, but it's part of what's left from Sancherev, or the seeds of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that's going to happen later on. But I didn't see this. I'm afraid to say this. Pashit, you learn, it's literal. The Gemara is going to prove it from a pasuk. Nebuchadnezzar recognized the Malach by Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He said, oh, the 4th one looks like a Malach. How does he know what a Malach looks like? He had experience. He had seen a Malach once in his life before. When the Malach came to wipe out Sancherev's troop, he had met the Malach. He had seen him then. So he said, oh, I recognize the Malach there. Gabriel's back. Gabriel was the one on the fire. I met Gabriel once. Last time around, I met him by Sancherev's army. So here is Nebuchadnezzar, seeming from the Gemara, the same person who recognized Gabriel then, saw Gabriel once, recognized him the second time, and said, he's back. You know, and this is the man who destroys the Beis HaMikdash 100 years later, even though he survived Sancherev's downfall. Which, as the Gemara will explain later on, why he didn't want to go against, he was persuaded to attack Yerushalayim, because he said, I saw what happened last time, I don't want to be the next victim. He had to be persuaded that this time around no nace will happen, and he'll be able to destroy Yerushalayim. So again, I just want to point out the difficulty here, that Nebuchadnezzar, not difficulty, but seems that the Gemara is saying that Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan lived a very long life. Yes?
The people that survived, they came here this year, or they were at a higher level?
No, they were not in a higher Kedusha level. They were saved. Why they were saved, I don't know. Sancherev and his 2 kids are saved so they can have the next story happen. And the Zaradin and the Chonetzer are because we want to link. There's a linkage between Churban Beis HaMikdash and what happened. Sancherev was coming to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Chizkiyahu's Torah saved Klal Yisrael at that time. I don't mean his personal Torah, I mean his spreading of Torah. It delayed Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Zeradin and the Chanetra being there and being the destroyers of the Beis Hamikdash is the linkage. It's to show us it's not two separate things completely, but there's some sort of linkage here. Now, why they're the ones chosen by name, I don't know. Yes?
Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuchadnezzar were not Pashan people.
I understand. I'm just pointing out that they were also
always,
old.
I always mask him that he was an agent, if I remember correctly, and I know Nebi very poorly, but it was always mask him that he was an agent who needed to do at the Rabbanu Shalom. The question is, the problem with him is whether or not he embraced it so much. That Nebuchadnezzar had the incredible power to recognize the mask of the Rabbanu Shalom called Israel at their very lowest point.
And again, I'm just pointing out the fact that they survived a very long time. What do you want to do with this? Okay, I just like to do Rashi because we are running late. So Rashi, Shmuel Metisha, Venisha by Eilulais, single grapes, Kenaikim Zayah, Shein and Sharm by Eldabar Muad, only a very little is left after the guy bangs his olive trees. Shnayim, Meshleshi, Gagalim, Barash, Amr, two or three clusters at the top of the tree, Kenla, Yishtayim, Machne, Eldabar Muad. The Kama, how much? Abba, Bechamisha, Besifei, four or five at the end. Peria, Sifei Peria, I think the pasuk says, at the end of its fruits. Abba v'chamisha etisha. 4 and 5 is 9. Yudawit shnayim v'shalosh abba v'chamisha v'echad mikrola dayak v'hu. He didn't learn it from Sukkah, but l'hoki gamar. Alolu chamisha n'shtayim mem sacher, only these 5. Chanyam sacher v'shnei bonav, ukra mash mekenaik v'zayis m'shayim m'at. V'raish anav shnayim v'shalosh agagalim, kach yishtayim le m'at, dalet ehe. 4 or 5 will be left. He was left with 5 at the end. Let's see tomorrow.